Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, check it, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. I've been knocking out bums for how long, guess what, 40 years, knocking out bums for 4 decades, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps, I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxer, so I have a unique picture of the boxing world. But guess what? You're the average boxing fan. You have a different perspective on the boxing game. Of course, the big card coming up on the 22nd of February from Saudi Arabia. The Sheik throwing us down. Of course, on top, Artur Bitabev, the world light heavyweight champion, 21-0, 19-20 knockout, something like that. Anyway, taking on Dmitry Bivol the second time. Of course, it's the rematch. I'm not excited about that. It's like a porn movie. You watch it the first time, you don't want to watch it the second time. Things are probably aren't going to be any much different. Anyway, bottom line is, that's not the big fight on the card. I think the big fight on the card is going to be Daniel Dubois, of course, and Joseph Parker. That's a big heavyweight bout for the IBF heavyweight title, of course. International Boxing Federation, Dubois, a bit of a surprise, been knocked out twice in the two losses I think he has in his career. But the bottom line is, he's a heavyweight. And when you're a heavyweight, you're getting hit by guys that are 220 pounds. Anything can happen, no doubt about that. Of course, one of the fights on the same card, Shakur Stevenson and Floyd Schofield. Shakur is like an 11-1, 12-1 favorite. If you want to bet on Floyd, you only get 7-1. What's up with the Las Vegas odds? Actually, Las Vegas is probably not doing the odds anymore because They weren't as pimpish as these odds makers like DraftKings and all these other people. Because I'm telling you, when you bet on a 10-1 favorite, you have to pay like a 10-1, right? So you bet $10 to win a dollar. But you should be able to get that close on the underdog, and you can't. Now they're giving you 5 or 6-1 on a 10-1 fight. That doesn't make sense to me, except corporate sense. Straight up corporate world. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. We'll be wishing Larry Merchant a happy 94th birthday in hour number two. Of course, we'll spend some time with Ray Leonard in hour number two. And we'll talk with Tommy D in hour number one. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you didn't know it, you'll know it in a bit.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold.
That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How are we running? You going to run the one more?
5:30.
Hour number two. I take you back in time. Sugar Ray Leonard and myself. Wow. Winning the middleweight championship, of course, and training for Tommy Hearns. We'll go into depth. Hour number two is all about Ray Leonard. Of course, wishing Larry Merchant a happy 94th birthday. Now, I have cable at home. You hear that last cable commercial just went down, of course, on the air there. I have the cable at home. Of course, I have the cable man on the phone right now. I'm talking about Sir Tommy D. Tommy D, I want to tell you, I've got the best cable in the world because of you.
You do? Thanks, I guess. I'm not too sure what you're talking about, but... I'll take credit.
Okay, I'm not seeing any porn. Outside of that, it looks really good. I mean, you know, I would figure that you would have hooked me up with a porn connection too, but you didn't. What up?
I don't know anything about porn. I don't even know what that is. I've heard about it. I just don't know what it is.
Okay, good enough.
As my wife loudly sighs in the background.
Okay. What's on your mind, man? What's up?
Well, we got a few things happening. This is a big month. We had a big fight last week. We spoke about that. We had David versus David. I thought that was a really good fight. We had a couple good undercard fights.
Why don't we stick to that before we jump on anything in the future here? He made a statement last week. I mean, I don't think he lost but two rounds. And of course, a knockdown looked like a bit of a trip. And he did get buzzed a couple times, which is sort of good because at least it proves he's human. Everybody's human. He got buzzed a couple times. But for the most part, he was dominant. David, he went out there. He made a statement, bro.
You hit the nail on the head. He looked. I wouldn't say dominant, but he looked really good, and he definitely won the fight. And it was good, like you said, it was good to see him. You know, get buzzed a couple of times to show that he's human. And then, he came back and fought right after that. Like, you know, he could have been on his bike a little bit because, you know, he buckled a few times. But he went right back at David Morrell. So much credit to him. I mean, I think he's one of the so-called faces of boxing now. You have to give that to him.
Okay, now before we move any further, is it time to pull Canelo off this pound-for-pound list now?
I think it's been time to pull him. I think he should have been pulled off years ago.
Somebody told me he's going to get some skull in May. And those people on the street know what skull is. It's sort of like it's a slang term for, I don't know, I'm not going to put it to it. Just think about it. Anyway, with the bottom line, the impeccable boy is laughing in the other room. Don't make me laugh. Anyway, he's taking, what's Skull's first name, William?
William Skull, yes.
Okay. What is William Skull's claim to fame besides that last name?
that he got. They gave him the title. They gave him the IBF world title.
Is he black?
Yes, he is. He is black.
Coincidence, perhaps.
For the IBF?
International Black Federation.
I don't want to comment on that, but you may be onto something.
Sir Thomas Dillamuth is a Sunday Shot Caller, folks. Of course, he represents Ring Talk Live worldwide. He's got his own show on YouTube and a number of other cable affiliates. Is that a good way to put it?
That was perfect. On the cable affiliate, that was perfect. I couldn't have done it any better.
Okay, so let's go back to my initial question, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. What's on your mind? We've got a big month coming up. Go on.
Well, this Friday here in New York City, at the Garden, the Hulu Theater, Keyshawn Davis is going to get his first world title shot at the WBO lightweight title. Against Dennis Burncheck. It's a good card. You got Xander Zayas as the co-main event. You got some good prospects in the card. Rohan Polanco, Abdullah Mason. And one of them that I'm really looking forward to is making his debut, Juanma Lopez de Jesus. He's the son of Juanma Lopez out of Puerto Rico. He's a really good fighter. He's making his pro debut. Very interested in seeing him. So it's a really good stack card as far as, like, you know, potential names and good prospects. And you know, Keyshawn Davis, you know, he's moving up really quick in the rankings. He's getting his first title shot. You know, I'm intrigued to see how he does against this guy. This guy is going to be a game opponent. Dennis Marinchek, he's good, 19-0 with 9 KOs. He's, you know, but he's 36 years old, out of the Ukraine. You know, your favorite. You love these Russian fighters. So we don't know if he's really is 36 or not.
36 or 96, they still come to fight, bro.
They still come to fight and they move. He was a silver medalist back in 2012, you know, and, you know, he had an impressive showing, you know, to win the title. He beat Navarrete, who, you know, Navarrete was moving up in weight at the time and won a split decision victory, which I thought was a fair victory. I really thought he won the fight as well. So I think he's going to come to fight. He's going to come to defend his title. He's not going to lay down, you know, but Keyshawn Davis, a lot of momentum, for this kid coming into the Garden this Friday.
You brought up Juan Manuel Lopez, of course, Juanma, 36-6, stopped all six times, 32 KOs. Was it safe to assume he didn't have a good chin?
Yeah, it was safe to say. And if you remember, you know, they were trying to set him up to fight Gamboa. That was the big fight they were trying to make.
Yeah.
And he fought with Salido, right? Salido was the guy, and Salido crushed him twice.
Salido was the guy that beat Lomachenko.
Yeah, he beat Lomachenko in his debut.
In his debut. I mean, but that, he's a rough, tough Mexican. I remember he didn't make the weight, let the weight go. They conned him. They conned Lomachenko's people. I mean, when the guy didn't make the weight, the guy came in like 170 pounds. I'm just kidding, but he came in like extremely bigger. You know what I'm saying? And he was able to use that to his advantage.
Yeah, and he smothered him pretty much the whole fight. He used a lot of dirty tactics, you know, and it wasn't a good look for Lomachenko at the time. Who, you know, got the title shot right away, like within like his second or third fight, coming as a pro. But yeah, Salido was the one that stopped all the plans for that big, you know, Cuba versus Puerto Rico matchup with Gamboa versus Juanma Lopez.
Yeah, the first fight with Juanma went down in force in 2011, April. And then the second one went down in March of 2012. And of course, you know, after that point, he won a couple of fights, but for the most part, he was getting lit up like the White House Christmas. You're talking about Juanma. Of course, he ended his fight with a majority decision draw over there in Puerto Rico. And you know what that means when you fight a guy that's 16-4 and you get a draw, right? You got beat.
You got beat. Yeah. Right,
so back.
I like this kid. His son. His son is pretty good. He's, you know, he was in the youth championships. He can box more than Juanma Lopez. Juanma Lopez was a decent boxer, but he was more for his punching power, knockout power. But I believe, you know, his son is more of, you know, decorated, you know, amateur young kid, only 19 years old. But he can actually box. He's a southpaw too. So I'm very intrigued to see, you know, how he performs and interested in how his career will go.
You know, very few guys could throw bombs like Bazooka Gomez, Wilfredo Gomez at 122 pounds at those lighter weights. You know what I'm trying to say? But Juan Manuel Lopez, at one point in time, we thought he was going to be like the next star.
Yeah, he did. I think I can't remember who he beat where everybody was crowning him as like the next Puerto Rican star. He beat a Mexican fighter for the title. I can't remember her name. And the Mexican was a real good fighter, too. And he knocked him out, like, in the first or second round with a vicious, I believe, a vicious second a left hook. I just can't remember his name. I apologize. I don't have it. But
okay. Here's something on Puerto Rican fighters. Benitez is in bad shape. Everybody's in bad shape over there. I mean, Rosario died. Esteban de Jesus died. What's the curse with Puerto Rican boxers? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean,
that was early on in the career, because you got Puerto Rican fighters that are retired now that are doing well. Tito Trinidad seems to be doing well and looks in good health. And
but,
you know,
but hasn't he always been the exception to the rule just about everything?
Who, Tito Trinidad?
I mean, his father ran the game for him. It worked. Most fathers run the game. It doesn't work. He had a wonderful career. He never lost at his prime weight, 147. He never lost at 154. He lost at 160.
You make an excellent point. I when you talk about fathers, yeah, a lot of these Puerto Rican fighters, they brought in, yeah, trained and worked with their fathers, and they work with Tito. It would work with Miguel. Miguel had his father and his uncle at the time. Remember, his uncle was really his main trainer for most of his career until they had the falling out.
And then you have Wilfredo Benitez, whose father was Gregorio Benitez, who was a degenerate gambler, and he gambled away all of Wilfred's money. Wilfred doesn't have a pot to piss in. Of course, he's a vegetable now. If you look at him now, boxing wasn't worth it, bro. Have you seen a picture of him in the last couple of years?
I have, and it's very sad to see.
But do you? I'll ask you the question: if that was your brother, was boxing worth it?
No, I'd have to say no. It wasn't. And Benitez is one of the greatest Puerto Rican fighters to ever, you know, lace him up. You know, he's definitely top five, if not top 10, you know, and still wasn't worth it.
But he's a mess. Gomez is a mess. He's 240 pounds. He's got some cognitive issues. I mean, Puerto Rican fighters, with the exception of Trinidad, they don't seem to age well.
They don't. What about Miguel Cotto?
You know what? Another exception to the rule. Thank you for bringing that up. Straight up, let's go to a break. Miguel Cotto, of course, champion 139, 140, 147, and 154. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with the Shot Caller. We'll talk about Sir Thomas Dillamuth after the break on Sports Byline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nobody hurt me, but I know who hurt you, bum, goofy. Remember this? Rolly Romero f***ed you up in sparring. Is this you, Ryan Garcia? Is this you getting touched up? Is this you bleeding? Is this you running? Because it sure the f*** looks like you. Your promoter, Oscar De La Fishnet, don't even believe in you. Do you want proof? Here you go.
Ryan's ready for tank?
No. Oscar, my little boy,
Tank is a beast.
Tank is a beast, and you're an Instagram thot. Remember that.
Listen, Ryan Garcia wants to fight you.
No, the f*** he don't. He gonna get f***ed up.
If Ryan Garcia can beat Rolly, I give him 200,000 cash.
Are you ever gonna pick up that 200 from Floyd? Or do you want to stay ducking because you know you got little boys and little girls as your main fan base? You a bum.
Look, it appears they're going to fight now. That's right, Rolly Romero and Ryan Garcia. And, of course, I shift to the shot caller on Sunday. What do you think of that one?
I think that's pretty funny. I think I know who that is. That's a YouTube channel, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I might have stole that from your YouTube. Did I say? Are you implying I stole that from your YouTube channel?
No way. No, that's not me. I think I know who that is. But yeah, but they're gonna fight now, and let's see what happens. I like Rolly. You know, he talks a good game. He's gonna promote the fight well. You know, I think the press conference is gonna be great, but he's going to have nothing for Ryan. I think he's going to get stopped within like the first three or four rounds.
So basically when the bell rings, the fight's over?
But pretty much, unless Rolly could go in there and get lucky and, you know, land something, you know, because I don't think Ryan has the best chin in the world either. And Rolly is strong. Rolly's a strong, you know, he's a hard punch. He's a strong guy, you know. All those guys that speak the way Rolly speak, that, you know, they have the special, you know, that special strength. Let's just put it that way. So unless he can get lucky and land something, you know, I see Ryan stopping him within like three rounds.
You know what? Listen, I envy Rolly Romero. You know why?
Why?
Because I'd like to pimp in that jacket he had on. I mean, that jacket he had on, it was summertime. It was a winter jacket, okay? But it was, I remember, Tank Davis said, "Go, man, it's hot as you know what here, bro. What are you doing?" Anyway, the bottom line is, that was a cool-ass mink, wasn't it?
That was a cool. It was cool. It was just that it was like 70 degrees.
No. It was like, I think it was a little more than 70 because everybody looked like they were sweating. But the bottom line is, Rolly's a character. He's a bit of an attraction. I mean, you have to say he is. And he can fight a little bit. He isn't totally incompetent when it comes to throwing hands. But, you know, how can I put this? Him and Ryan Garcia, it'll be a bit of an attraction, of course, as far as the media is concerned. But Ryan Garcia, you know, I'm looking at his record right here. Can they really, says he beat Devin Haney last time. Says no contest, no decision. Can they really do that?
Listen, if he did something illegal, which they said he did, then I guess they can make it a no contest. They've done it before in other fights.
You know a little about I'm not going to go there. Anyway, I mean, I've heard different opinions on this. I haven't heard anybody say that what he had was going to make him beat Devin Haney. I haven't had anybody say that. I mean, I haven't heard any real experts come out on this one. It's sort of been all YouTube type of stuff. Is there any real dope on this?
I don't know much information on it, but the question you got to ask is, why was it there? Why did he take it if he didn't need it?
Because I needed it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, if it's an illegal substance and you know you're not supposed to have it, you know, then why did you have it in the first place?
Okay, here's what's going on. This is what I was told the other day. A friend of mine, somebody I know that fought both Marco Antonio Barrera and Eric Morales, told me that he thinks the upper echelon of boxing, they've been using steroids for about 15, 20 years now, and that everybody's doing it. Comment on that?
I think that could be very much true. A lot of people are getting away with it. They're not really doing the testing the way, you know. That's why it was brought up, I guess, years ago, even though some people thought it was a little bit of an excuse of a delay when Mayweather brought it up about Pacquiao, you know, that he wanted the Olympic-style testing to be done because he didn't trust what, you know, that Pacquiao was clean. And then other fighters started to come out and said they thought that Pacquiao was dirty as well, you know, so...
You know, you brought up Miguel Cotto. You know what's the most perplexing moment of Miguel Cotto's entire career?
What, when he the Margarito fight?
No, losing to Manny Pacquiao. He couldn't. He said to me, "You can't imagine how hard that dude hit." That's what he told me.
They weight drained Cotto in that fight too. Like Cotto already had moved up in weight. There was a lot of things. Cotto didn't even have a trainer for that fight. I think he was in between trainers. He didn't have the trainer. He didn't get with that Cuban trainer or Emmanuel Stewart until after that fight. So, you know, so there was a lot of things going into that fight. I don't think he was properly prepared and properly coached, you know, for that Pacquiao fight. And I don't think he was, I think he was weight drained as well. They made him come down in weight and he couldn't make the weight. He struggled.
Speaking of Emmanuel Stewart, his name is spelled E-M-A-N-U-E-L. S-T-E-W-A-R-D. It's not Emmanuel Stewart, okay? Nothing pissed him off more than when somebody spelled his name with two M's or spelled the last name Stewart with a T instead of a D. I kid you not. I mean, if you want to see Emmanuel go from a smile to getting pissed off, say his name the wrong way in public. I kid you not. It, like, pissed him off. And yet, some big thing in Detroit, I was looking through Detroit News yesterday and Detroit Free News, what did they have a big article on? Emmanuel Stewart, and they spelled his name wrong. In Detroit!
Wow. In Detroit.
In Detroit.
That's crazy.
I mean, at least they didn't get Motown spelled wrong. Straight up, Keyshawn Davis, you know, he's your guy from the hometown. Is he going to prevail here? I'd say he will, right?
Well, the odds are, it's very interesting. This is an intriguing fight, and here's where you can get tricked. So they have him 6-1 favorite against Dennis Baranchek. Baranchek, if you take Baranchek, which is looks favorable, is a +425. And if you go and look at Baranchek's career and look where he's from and look at what other Ukrainian fighters have done recently, you know, this is intriguing. You'd like, you know what? His first title shot, Keyshawn, you know what? I may want to take these odds, +425. You know, look what Karen did with Boots. A lot of people thought Boots was going to roll over Karen. Karen gave Boots a tough fight, another Ukrainian fighter. So why can't Dennis Baranchek?
Are you knocking this guy by calling him Karen?
No, I don't know why they named him that, but that's his name.
Like a boy named Sue?
Like a boy named Sue.
I mean, we used to knock Karen, man. Karen came out. I mean, Karen impressed the hell out of us last time out.
Yeah, he did. I thought it could have been a draw. I think the knockdown is what saved it. I scored it a draw. A close fight, you know, but, you know, Boots had no defense in that fight. He was getting hit with everything. And if Karen, you know, the unisex name that it is, if he had a little bit more pop, he might have done something with Boots.
Okay. Do odds really affect how you pick a fight, how you would pick a winner? Does it?
In boxing, I think it does, because unless you have a lot of money and you're willing to risk a lot to take these favorites, then you take it. But most times, a lot of people, when they take these fights, they're looking at a live underdog. And what that means is you're looking at the spread and you're saying, you know what? You know, only 425, and, you know, Keyshawn Davis, you know, first title shot, maybe, you know, under the lights, you know, this is a big moment for him. You know what? I like this. I think I'm getting a good price, you know, for the upset here, and you'll take it, you know. Or you might take, like, here's another scenario, Jared Anderson when he fought Bacoli. Jared Anderson was a favorite, but, you know, Bacoli was a live underdog, and he won, and a lot of people cashed out on it, you know, because he got big knockout power, and you know, Jared Anderson hasn't looked all too great. And,
No. You know what? Are you making fun of Jared Anderson and his support dog?
Not yet.
I mean, come on, man. I never heard of a dude that had to have a support dog ringside. What kind of crap is that? Is that the truth? That's what I was told. He had his dog ringside. Is that true?
I don't know.
And he lost. Imagine that going home and losing in front of your dog. I mean, this guy's got to look at you the rest of your life. You're a loser. I mean, come on, man. 17-1, Jared Anderson, of course, the heavyweight from the United States that sought to have some hope. Martin Bacoli, 20, he only lost that one fight. He sort of got jobbed here. He's 21-1 now. Of course, got stopped at one time, 16 KOs. He's a hidden force in the heavyweight division, don't you think?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
He's a hidden force. He's a guy that, you know, people sort of avoid, but he's a man, I think. He can crack,
he's good, and like you said, he had the one little, you know, debatable loss. I think he had a cut in that fight against Michael Hunter. That's his only loss, but he can crack. And now they're talking about him and Joshua, and that's not a good fight for Joshua.
Mike the Bounty Hunter, his father went to, should I say this? Yeah, okay. One time, his father, we all got high before a fight. I didn't, but I watched those guys. These guys, I said, what's going on? And, you know, it's just a fight. I said, what? Yeah, Mike Hunter played Fast and Loose, his father did. They call him the Bounty Hunter.
Is that the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, the Bounty
Hunter. That's a nice stuff.
He did all. I tell you, even televised one of his fights. He was crazy. I think he went to China with us, and he lost his passport over there, or he got hurt over there in China. Something went down with him in China. But the bottom line is, of course, running up here on a hard break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In fact, the impeccable one is in the house. That's right, Bailey Peck is here. Of course, Bailey Peck is here. Of course, he runs the show on Sunday. He is our executive producer. We'll have more with Sir Thomas Dillamuth after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
I remember what Mom said. It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth, people. Just don't tell the truth too often. People don't want to hear your honesty. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Well, they just don't. I mean, you know, like kicking somebody's ass once. You don't need to kick their ass twice at the press conference. That kind of good stuff. I used to kick guys' ass three or four times. Kick their ass in the newspaper, the radio, the whole nine yards. Then I realized once you beat them, that's enough. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Hour number one of two, of course, 40 minutes past the hour. Hour number one of the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios. This is Sunday, February 9th, 2025. Of course, in hour number two, we'll wish Larry Merchant a happy 94th birthday. 94 years old come Tuesday. Of course, in 1990, February 11th, 1990, that was the day that Mike Tyson was licked like a stamp, of course, in Tokyo by Buster Douglas. That was Larry Merchant's birthday as well. So straight up, we'll be wishing Larry Merchant happy birthday in hour number two. Now, we go back to the man in the hour. Of course, the Sunday shot caller himself, talking about Mr. Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And Tommy, you know, when Pacquiao kept moving up and he kept beating guys that I didn't think he should beat, I kept, you know, because size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but yet he kept beating guys that he shouldn't have beat size-wise. I'll ask you straight up, was he on steroids or not? In your opinion, was Manny Pacquiao taking steroids?
You know, it's hard to just make a statement, an accusation without any proof, but it's my belief that he was definitely on something.
Well, do you need proof? Do you need proof that Evander Holyfield was taking steroids? Hello?
No, I don't. But I know that there's been stuff out there about Vander. But I wouldn't.
Of course, it was.
I wouldn't think he was on steroids.
FedEx delivery, of course, the FedEx delivery from Evan Fields and the steroids, and then the FedEx guy takes a picture with Evander Holyfield, but he signs for the steroids from Signature Pharmacy as Evan Fields.
That was insane.
Yeah, and of course, and then there was Vinny Pazienza, of course, when he got to that car accident, he broke his neck and this and that. I think he was a WBA 154-pound champion at that point in time. But in Las Vegas, they talked about his testosterone level being like 8 or 9 times more than it should have been normally. And, of course, then you got Evander Holyfield showing up there in that Nevada State Athletic Commission exam as well with testicular shrinkage. Now, none of us want to hear about that, but, you know, when you look down and your nads aren't there anymore, that's from steroids.
That is a sign.
I mean, make your arms big and your nads small.
Yeah, I used to.
Why would you trade for that? It'd be the other way around.
I can't even comment on that. You're right, but you know, I used to think that when guys got hurt a lot, I used to always think that they were taking something as well. That either they were faking an injury, like to try to wash it out, or like constant injury. So I used to think that as well, not only with pro fighters in combat sports, but in other sports as well, like baseball and football. I used to think like, man, this guy's always on the injury list. He's probably taking something he shouldn't be taking, you know? So that was one of the signs for me back in like the 90s and early 2000s that somebody was, you know, possibly juicing.
Yeah. But when I'm going back, looking at Cotto, when Cotto fought Manny Pacquiao back in 2009, of course, they both weighed about 145. There was a special weight there. They weight drained Cotto, I think, for that fight, right? Then 145. So, yeah, they made him come down to 145. But he got stopped in the 12th round. Look at the scorecards here. Adelaide Bird had a 109.99. Dwayne Ford had a 108.99. And Dave Moretti had a 108.100. I mean, he wasn't nowhere in the fight. I can't imagine Miguel Cotto physically not being in the fight with Manny Pacquiao. I mean, I was scratching my head after that fight. It didn't make sense from a handicapping point of view. Do you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. But remember, I don't think he had a proper coach in his corner for that fight as well. I think he was working with his friend at the time. Remember, he had just broken off with his uncle, and he was training himself, I believe. I don't think he had a trainer until he got the Cuban trainer that I can't get his name, but the Cuban trainer that did well for him, and then Emmanuel Stewart worked with him, I think, one or two fights as well. But in that fight against Pacquiao, we'd have to look it up. I don't think he had a proper trainer in his corner.
Stewart with a D.
With Manny Stewart with a D, yes.
Man, I'm telling you, man, you should. I have never. Listen, he didn't get mad. Nothing irked him. You never see him get mad. I mean, guys just get licked. I saw him lose $600,000 one time on a fight, okay, betting on a fight. He don't get mad. He got mad when you didn't spell his name right. He was infuriated.
Wow.
He says, "I'm not somebody from the crib or something." What he said, "I'm not no gospel character." So I'm like, "Wait, they spell my name like I'm like some saint." No. Emmanuel, two M's and a lot of Emmanuels, not mine. And then the Stewart thing. I mean, that nothing. I watched him one time. He got interviewed in Detroit. We were in Detroit together, and we were doing some local show. Tommy was in a fight at the Palace, I believe, and he's being interviewed, and the guy said Stewart, and he did. He let him slide the first time. You know what I'm saying? And then he said it again the second time. He says, "My last name is Stewart with a D." I mean, he would correct people. He came, Emmanuel, I miss Emmanuel. He's been gone like 13 years, I think, come October. That's a long time, man.
Yeah, and he was one of the, it's funny that you mentioned this story because he was one of the nicest guys, in boxing.
Yeah, but how come he called me up at 3 o'clock in the morning from Ukraine calling me an MF and this and mother ducker, wake your ass up. You ain't got no job. You just a boxing writer. Wake up, chump.
Wow. Well, you did tell that story. Why did he do that again?
He did it all the time. If he loved you, that's how he woke you up.
That's excellent. That is great.
If he loves you, he called you from the Ukraine. That's what I said. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It ain't 3 o'clock in the morning here.
And he said, "You ain't got no job?
You ain't got no job, man. You're just a boxing writer. You know, blah, blah, blah." You should hear him. What do you got to do tomorrow? Well, come on. What do you got to do tomorrow? Oh, feed the dog. He was right. Listen, those calls, if Emmanuel called you an MF, Larry Merchant couldn't figure this one out at all. I said, you knew that Emmanuel loved you if you called you on the phone and said, "What's up, MF? Or MF, wake up. Mother ducker, wake your ass up." And I tried to explain it to Larry, and of course Larry's being 94 years old and 93 years old, but at that point in time, but it didn't compute with Larry. He never called me that. Okay, this week's fights, Arnold Bobos and Jack Catterall, is it worth watching?
I think it's worth watching if you're a fan of boxing. I'm intrigued. Barbosa finally getting an opportunity. This is for the WBO, interim, right? This is the
time.
This is
timeout. Here's a question for you. World titles. Is there such a thing as a world title anymore? Or is it just come on, man. I mean, the WBO is like, used to be, the WBO were like, they were with the WBA at one point in time. It was like four or five disgruntled Puerto Ricans decided to start the WBO. I mean, they call themselves a world-sanctioned body. Where do you draw the line between being a WBO champion and being a world champion?
Well, I mean, right now Tio is the world champion, but he's not defending it. He can't get a fight. He's overpricing himself in fights, and he's not defending it. So now you have this interim, or I guess the regular. I'm not sure which one it is. And it looks like they may try to strip Tio because he's not defending the title. So that's what happens with this fight comes along. The winner of this fight supposedly the number one contender to Tio's title, and a title that's not being defended, for almost a year now.
What's up with him? I mean, we've had some issues with him psychologically. We thought he was like off, and a couple of times we thought that he was finished. His career was finished. Of course, then he beat Josh Taylor, right?
He beat Josh Taylor, and that was a big fight for him, right? Because we thought he was done versus Sandor Martin, and he went there and he washed Taylor, here in New York.
So, is his father still running his career? His father still the manager?
Is very much running his career, I believe.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I would think so too. But Tio's got some issues as well.
Is the old man doing blow? The old man looks like he's doing cocaine in the corner. I'm not kidding you. I mean, the kid, there's a fight going on. He's like dancing over there and partying this thing. It ain't Puerto Rican Independence Day in this corner.
Yeah, I have no comment on that.
Wait, did you see what I'm talking to? I'm not imagining things here. That's what was going on.
No, he's a very hyperactive man. Both of them are. I saw them last September at the Garden, and they were out there and talking and, you know, very amped up and hyped up. But you wish that they would be like that as far as, you know, making a fight and getting a fight and fighting, you know, they got Hitchens. I know you don't like Hitchens very much, but he's a champion. Why not try to unify these titles, you know, and they can't negotiate on that fight. And, you know, and he didn't want to fight Subriel Matias. They were willing to give him like almost $2.8 million to have his first pay-per-view out in Vegas. He didn't want to do that. So,
okay, check this out. Eddie Hearn, quote, Arnold Barbosa, Jack Carrado could end up being for a world title. It's like 4 or 5 days before the championship fight, before this fight. What are they going to do? Are they going to anoint it being a world title fight that morning?
I don't know. That's what's interesting about it, because they said that they were supposedly going to strip Tio, but I'm not sure if they're actually going to do that. So I don't know. I think it's just a ploy to kind of like sell the fight a little bit more and make it, you know, more than what it is. You know, that's the only thing I can think about.
Okay.
That's why, you know, you say that.
I got some feedback coming here from Frank 1961. It said Benavidez is very good, but Beterbiev won't be bullied around the ring against Benavidez like Morel was. Yes, he will. He's going to get lit. Beterbiev ain't going to win a round against David. I'm going to say it right now. He's not going to win a round. He's not going to win a round against David Benavidez. When this showdown comes down, he's not going to win a round. He's going to be totally outboxed.
I'll take you up on that, and I will raise you 2 sodas if that's the case.
Oh, you'll bet me? So you want to wager on that one?
I will wager on that one. I owe you, because I took Morel versus Benavidez, so I will take Beterbiev, and I'll raise you. I'll double or nothing, and I'll raise you another soda on top of that.
Oh, man, Beterbiev, he's slow. He's old. He, come on, man. He beat Bivol. Bivol, you know, I don't know. Bivol doesn't. Listen, when Bivol fights, I need Viagra. How come? Is it just me being old school? I just don't get off on the dude.
I mean, he boxes, you know, he slaps you with punches and moves around.
Wait. What did you say? He what?
Slaps you with punches.
Oh, maybe that's why I don't like him.
Yeah, I know you like guys that's going to come in there, sit in their punches, and try to knock you out. He's in there trying to, you know, outpoint you.
Everybody should try to set down on their punches. Even if they're trying to outpoint you, they should try to set down on their punches, bro. They should try to put something. In other words, you want to leave somebody with something to think about.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, you know. And we'll see what happens. He's got another opportunity. I believe he gets knocked out this fight against Beterbiev. I think Beterbiev finishes him.
Okay, I agree. Now, I got to ask you this. Oshaki Foster, of course, the winner in that rematch with Robinson and Seiko. That's the fight that got you and me canceled or banned, fired. What's the word? Dumped from WBC TV? Is that the word we want to use?
Yeah, we got kind of like kicked to the curb, thrown out.
Telling the truth?
Yeah. Yeah, for doing our job, I guess, right? For doing what we're supposed to do. We get in trouble because we criticize, you know, that first fight where Oshaki was robbed, and, you know, and they didn't want to, at that time, they didn't want to do the rematch.
So. I asked you if you thought it was criminal, and you said you thought about it for a second. It couldn't have been nothing else. I mean, I don't think that you can be that incompetent, can you? That's tough. It's tough pushing the incompetence thing, don't you think?
Set them up to lose there in Jersey. They had the whole Brazilian, you know, a band out there doing a whole show before his fight. I think it was set up for him to lose that fight.
Well, you have a great weekend. How's Tamara doing?
Tamara's doing fine. Everybody's doing great here. Can't complain. No complaints over here.
Well, right on, man. Say hello to the agent. We'll talk real soon, my brother.
All right, bro. Take care.
Always a pleasure. I'm honored to have Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, be the Sunday Shock caller here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN. I keep going. Oh, and Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel as well.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling, I know I do, that sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're hitting close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay, and I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. Where it was a convertible jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. He puts the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 jack. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho!
Nobody can get away with cocaine at the border like Hector Camacho. Of course, born May 24th, 1962. Died on my birthday, November 24th, 2012. Of course, born and died in Bayamón, Puerto Rico's hometown. Straight up, good guy to be around. Of course, when my ex-wife and I got into a beef one time, he called her on the phone and said, you shouldn't be such a bitch, and she didn't like that, but the bottom line is she was a big fan of Hector Camacho. Now, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the news, and me stuttering here. We will spend some time with Ray Leonard. Go back to 1989. I spent some time with him in training camp. Of course, we were like together for 3 weeks down there, about 18 days in Florida, West Palm Beach. I was for the Tommy Hearns rematch back to 1989. So we'll go back in time with Sugar Ray Leonard. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Hour number two coming up after the news.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The Super Bowl is just days away as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles get ready to face off in New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome. However, NFL news does not stop there as the best of the best in the league gathered for the NFL honors. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen clinched his first MVP and made history by becoming the third player to receive it despite not being named first team All-Pro since the award was first given in 1957. A controversial MVP after Allen received 27 first place MVP votes, Lamar Jackson was right behind with 23. Other NFL honor recipients include Kevin O'Connell for the Minnesota Vikings. He wins Coach of the Year. Los Angeles Rams edge Jared Verse wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Bengals, wins Comeback Player of the Year. Running back Saquon Barkley rushed all the way to clinch his Offensive Player of the Year honor. On the other side of the ball, Pat Surtain clinches Defensive Player of the Year. After setting one record after another as a rookie, Jaden Daniels wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Assistant Coach of the Year goes to Ben Johnson as the Offensive Coordinator for the Detroit Lions. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's here, the most watched, hyped, and wagered event in the USA, the Super Bowl. If you're a season-long football handicapper that can break even most times, it should be treated just as another game. But most players toss their money at it anyway, even though there's very little value embedded in it. To back that statement up, the Las Vegas sportsbooks have made a profit in 32 of the last 34 Super Bowls. I enter this final weekend of the football season with a combined pro college record of 25-13-3 against the spread. Let's try for an even two-thirds win percentage, and let's play Super Bowl 59. There is no doubt where the better coach and better quarterback resides Sunday, while there is also no question which team has the better rushing attack and better defense, especially against the rush. In a huge game, I'm going with the latter most every time. Saquon Barkley saved Nick Sirianni's job back in September when the Eagles were 2-2 and treading water. Barkley rushed for 2,005 65 yards and had 278 receiving yards for a total of 2,283 yards from scrimmage, earning him the Associated Press Offensive Player of the Year award. Super Bowl 59 is about the coaches, and there may not be a better tactician ever than Andy Reid, and his record off a bye week is downright scary at 34-7. The most fascinating coaching matchup, though, is of the defensive coordinators. Steve Spagnuolo was the reason I picked Kansas City in this matchup 2 years ago on these airwaves, and he will match wits with Eagles defensive guru Vic Fangio. While I still think Spagnuolo is the best in the business, the reason I'm picking the Eagles is I look at Super Bowl 57 and what Philadelphia was missing and subsequently added to improve to this point, and I think between Barkley, Fangio, and other puzzle pieces acquired, they can trade punches with Kansas City and avenge the narrow Super Bowl loss of 2 years ago. I'm taking the Eagles plus the 1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Namaste, caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated. Get this. I've been doing this for 4 decades. That's right. Knocking out bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to hour number 2 of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition on Sports Byline. Of course, February 9, 2025. We hope the world is treating you good, that you woke up to a great day, and you're healthy. Because believe me, not everybody can wake up and say that. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Open phone lines around the planet. If you dare, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll spend some time with the retired HBO godfather wishing Larry Merchant a happy 94th birthday, hopefully in about 3 or 4 minutes here. And then after that, we'll spend most of the hour going back and looking at the career of Sugar Ray Leonard. Ray Charles Leonard, born, of course, Landover, Maryland. Good kid growing up, didn't get into too much trouble, got bullied a couple times, decided he was going to take on boxing. Before you knew it, he was the Olympic gold medalist. Of course, after that, became the world welterweight champion, junior middleweight champion, middleweight champion, of course, and I think he held a portion of the light heavyweight and super middleweight championships at one point in time. Bottom line is, pound for pound, probably the best welterweight of all time. And the reason why I say that is the people arguing with me on him being the best welterweight of all time say to me, well, no, Ray Robinson was. Well, you know, Ray Robinson fought a lot of guys like me. A lot of stiffs. A lot of stiffs. I mean, you look at his record, a lot of stiffs. 150 fights, a lot of stiffs. But I will say this, he was good for his time. I mean, at this point in time, nobody was doing what Ray Robinson was doing, being able to time punches, use a jab, move around the ring, that kind of good stuff. I mean, he was a skilled technician. Bottom line is, today, a lot of guys are like that. So what I'm trying to tell you is that when I interviewed Ray Robinson back in 1984, I said to him, tell me about Ray Leonard. And he said to me, Ray Leonard's a faster, harder hitting version of me at welterweight. What is he trying to say? He's saying that Ray Leonard's a better welterweight. That's what he said, out of the mouths of Sugar Ray Robinson. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one, Bailey Peck, my producer for Sunday, is in the house taking care of business. What about that? So I throw things straight to Bailey. Take it away, champ.
Yeah. Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds like the Fab Four. That's right, the Beatles, baby. Time to wish the Godfather, the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, a very happy birthday. Happy birthday, Godfather!
Well, thank you, Pedro.
I mean, turning 94 years old, we've been doing this together for a long time, but talk to me now. 1931, February 11th, 1931, is the most memorable birthday of all these years, Mike Tyson getting knocked out in Japan. That has to be up there. Is that like number one?
Well, it's well up there, and I didn't realize it was my birthday because of the changing clock and going to Asia and so on, until I was on the way home. But it is one of my signal birthdays.
The greatest words in the history of HBO, Mike Tyson has been knocked out, uttered by Jim Lampley. That was epic.
Right. You are correct, because in case people didn't believe their eyes, Jim told them in their ears what had just happened.
Okay, speaking of Jim Lampley, you and him had a bit of a reunion a fortnight ago. How'd that go?
It was slow seeing him. It was during the build-up toward a fight here in Los Angeles, and they came to me rather than me coming to them. Until the fight, because I live virtually on the beach in Santa Monica near the Santa Monica Pier, and Jim was out here, and we had dinner, and we had other stuff going on, and it was swell. Okay.
You described that place on Santa Monica, near the Santa Monica Pier. Would you call that like a million-dollar tenement? I'm just kidding. Straight up, it's the most beautiful place in the world. Godfather, you got the best view in town.
Well, it's not only that, Pedro, but I felt very safe and secure during the fires nearby.
Yeah, being 25 stories up, there ain't no fire going to go 25 stories.
Well, I got to tell you, the wind and the smoke from the fires came up to my windows and knocked over a couple of things I have out here. And that's as much as we felt it, so we feel lucky. Although we have friends who've lost their homes and more friends than that who had to evacuate.
Yeah. It was definitely,
so everybody felt it.
Definitely unfortunate. Let's talk about the you know, HBO boxing team. Of course, Barry Tompkins, Jim Lampley, the aforementioned Jim Lampley, Max Kellerman or Max Kellerboy, Gil Clancy, Sugar Ray Leonard, George Foreman, Roy Jones Jr., Emmanuel Stewart, Double L, Lennox Lewis, and of course, our buddy Harold Letterman. Harold, you know what? I told you about the time we were in Sacramento and the HBO limousine driver kept looking at his watch, telling like he wanted Harold to get in the limousine and go and go and go. And Harold kept dogging him by signing autographs and taking pictures with people. I finally had to tell the guy, go away. I'll take Harold back to the hotel myself. And I did. That was an honor.
That's a great story, Pedro.
I love it. I love being around Harold. I saw Harold Harold got Kurt one time in Las Vegas. And somebody pushed in a line to get a picture. Somebody pushed, and everybody got sort of jostled this and that. And he got a little pushed out of shape there. But outside of that, I never saw him get his feathers ruffled. You, a couple of times, I've seen your feathers get ruffled, but not him.
Well, Harold just loved the boxing scene, everything about it. And he would come to town with a smile and leave with a smile.
Everywhere he went, I mean, he was like boxing's ambassador of goodwill. That's what I called him at one point in time, boxing's ambassador of goodwill, because we went places. I mean, people loved Harold, and he loved them, and he signed autographs and took pictures. I mean, this night at the Arco Arena, I'm telling you, he must have stayed 70 to 90 minutes after the card taking pictures with people.
Well, good for him. I don't know if I've had that patience, but Harold was one of a kind, and it was a genius idea to have him as part of our team.
Now, can you give the godmama my best? How is she today?
She's about the same.
Okay. Well, give her my best. Give her a big hug and a kiss. And, of course, I miss you, and hopefully you'll invite me down to Los Angeles in the near future.
Thanks for calling.
You're the greatest, Godfather. Happy birthday. I wish you the best. Listen, when you walked up to me, April 15th, 1985, you walked up to me at the press conference. You go, could you believe it? Could you believe it? And we've been pals since then. And I thank you for walking up to me and breaking the ice.
I have no memory of that at all.
April 15th, 1985, of course, that was Hagler Hearns.
Oh, wow.
And we were doing a press conference in that little tent, that little sports pavilion we had.
Well, now you've jogged my memory, and I remember that there was so much electricity going around. Just everybody wanted to share it.
No doubt about that. I thank you so much for your time. Again, hug the godmama for me. We'll talk real soon, sir.
Thanks, Pedro.
The retired HBO Godfather turning 94 Tuesday, February 11th. Of course, born February 11th, 1931, to Ukrainian and Jewish parents. Of course, after graduating from the University of Oklahoma, Merchant was interested in becoming a professional sports broadcaster. But guess what? The fear of anti-Semitism within the industry. Of course, Jack Fisk was originally Jacob Finkelstein. He had to change his name from Jacob to Jack, and from Finkelstein to Fisk, in order to be a professional writer here in the United States. Of course, he became the godfather of boxing writers, of course, the Hall of Fame writer from the SF Chronicle. But Merchant was interested in getting into the business, but his last name was Kaufman, which sort of means merchant if you translate it to from Ukrainian and Jewish over to over to English. Anyway, bottom line is he became Larry Merchant. Of course, he joined the HBO team in 1978, and that before that, he was like the biggest writer in Philadelphia, the biggest writer in New York. I mean, he went back and forth. Of course, it was Philadelphia originally. I think it was the Inquirer. I think he was writing for the Philadelphia Inquirer at first, of course, writing about Philadelphia back in the days of Sonny Liston and things like that. And then, of course, he moved to New York and became with the New York Post. Yeah, he became the head writer for the New York Post. But the bottom line is the retired HBO Godfather is a work of art, no doubt about that. Let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a early break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming back, we'll talk Sugar Ray Leonard in depth. His career, what he was all about as a person and a champion. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide with the impeccable one in the house.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give you one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Okay. Godfather threw me off there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Isn't it great? He's 94 years old. We're able to celebrate the greatness of Larry Merchant. Of course, he and I have been pals since, like I said, 1985. I'll never forget that. I was just like an unknown in the press room there in Las Vegas after the Hagler-Hearns fight. And he walked up to me in the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion. Of course, that was the site of Larry Holmes and Ken Norton fighting in 1978. But the bottom line is, in the outside fights were going on, they use this indoor arena as a press room, as a press section. So Larry runs the World Cup, walks up to him, he goes, "Can you believe it? Can you believe it?" He was like, "Oh, he couldn't believe it." Well, none of us could believe it. I mean, Hagler Hearns, who could ever forget that? April 15th, 1985, of course, the day that we live in boxing infamy, no doubt about that. I mean, come on, man. I think it was one of the greatest fights of all time. And the reason why I say that is that I watched people around me, and they were, like, mesmerized. I mean, still mesmerized. You talk about Hagler Hearns, the people who were there. Of course, everybody says we were there. A few people were there. I think it was about 15 or 16,000 people at the outdoor arena there at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, April 1987. Bottom line is Ray Leonard was a winner, of course, 12 rounds, a split decision over Marvin Hagler. But we'll get into Ray's career a little bit deeper than just that last fight, of course, or that big fight with Marvin Hagler. Of course, when he turned pro, after winning the 1976 Olympic gold medal, he wasn't voted MVP. Howard Davis, of course, the late Howard Davis, may he rest in peace, the lightweight, he was voted the MVP of the Olympics, the most valuable player. Of course, Ray Leonard fighting at junior welterweight, 139 pounds, that sort of convinced me a little bit later. I didn't realize it, but he was a big 139. Of course, I was fought at the same weight, 139 pounds. There was no way I could match the mass, the body mass of Ray Charles Leonard. Anyway, Ray Charles Leonard turns pro in Landover, Maryland. His advisor, his attorney, Mike Trainer, of course, he is a genius. There's no doubt about it. He says, "I don't need promoters. Come on, man. I'm just going to, like, rent an arena and put on a fight." And this is what he did. You can't do that with anybody but Ray Leonard. You can't do that with me or the impeccable or anybody. You just can't rent an arena and expect people to show up, right? But with Ray Leonard, the 1976 Olympic gold medalist, of course, the darling of the 7-Up commercials, that kind of good stuff. I mean, he was a media darling, no doubt about that, coming out of the Olympics. Of course, the boy from Montreal. But he had to turn pro. So they had to figure out for him a way to turn pro without being owned by other people. So what happened was, he sold a portion of himself as a boxer to a syndicate in the Maryland area. Of course, the syndicate was later bought up by Mike Trainer, his attorney, bought the entire rights of the syndicate back. So Ray Leonard owned himself after about a year and a half, or 2 years. So it was a genius move by the man they used to call Top Cat, Mike Trainer. Top Cat was a cartoon character back in the 1960s, of course, from Hanna-Barbera. But the bottom line is, that was his name, Top Cat, because Mike got things done. He just did. He was a genius. He threw this arena. He opened up this arena. It held like 12,000 people in Landover, Maryland. He drew the 12,000. Ray showed up. Ray did his thing. Of course, Ray continued to do his thing, and Ray continued to impress people. I mean, Ray was lighting up people like the White House Christmas tree, and you're saying to yourself, man, I mean, he wasn't supposed to light up. He wasn't supposed to light up Harold West in the way. I mean, he lit up guys that he wasn't supposed to. I mean, he just wasn't. Oh, this is a good fight. Ray Leonard's going to be tested here. Ray Leonard never really was tested as a welterweight until he stepped into the upper echelons of the welterweight division. And I don't think Wilfredo Benitez, of course, that title fight he had in November of 1979, winning a 15-round stoppage of Benitez. Of course, that was the fight in which Herbie Lambeck, the great odds maker from Las Vegas, bet $10,000 that the fight would go, was it 10 or was it 50? 10 or 50 grand that the fight would go 15 rounds. Instead, referee Carlos Padilla stopped the fight with 10 seconds left. I'm telling you, man, you never want. I was at press conferences with Herb Lambeck, the great odds maker. He was the biggest odds maker as far as boxing and basketball was concerned in Las Vegas. He worked out of Leroy Sportsbook downtown. Anyway, I was at one press conference and Carlos Padilla was there and I had to hold Herbie back. I mean, Herbie, of course, Padilla stopped that fight with Benitez and Leonard. Of course, 10 or 15 seconds left in the fight. Benitez, we'll get into him in depth, but the bottom line is maybe in a future show. But the bottom line is we're talking about Sugar Ray Leonard there. Of course, Ray Leonard wins the title in 1979, a 15-round stoppage of Wilfred Benitez, a former junior welterweight and welterweight champion. Of course, Benitez beat Carlos Palomino in Puerto Rico. Some people thought that fight was close, maybe not so close in the minds of others. Bottom line is Benitez defended and lost that title to Ray Leonard, November 1979. Now, Ray's going to fight one time after that. It's going to be against a guy by the name of David Boy Green. Now, David Boy Green was a pretty tough guy from the UK. He almost killed him. Ray Leonard should be arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, murder, attempted murder, carnage. What he did to David Boy Green was criminal. It was, I can't say it enough. It was brutal. I mean, brutal doesn't even begin to be it. Bottom line is, David Boy Green went to sleep, I think about in the third round. Of course, that fight set up the fight with Roberto Duran back in 1980. Of course, the brawl in Montreal, June 20th, 1980. Of course, Duran won a 15-round decision after rocking Leonard's world in the second round, of course, and beating him to the punch for the most of the fight. Right hand leads. And of course, that was what Marvin Hagler told me about Ray Leonard. Those right hand leads, about Roberto Duran. He has a sneaky right hand. Of course, that right hand busted Marvin Hagler up. But the bottom line is, Roberto was able to get that right hand over the top with Ray Leonard in that first fight, in the 15-round fight, of course, winning that in Montreal, winning unanimous nod. Of course, then came the No Mas fight, and Ray Leonard sort of had the welterweight championship back, but it wasn't really, how could I put it, it was a little weird, you know, Duran saying No Mas, or allegedly quitting, or saying he had wanted no more in the eighth round. Of course, Ray Leonard knew that Duran wasn't in the greatest shape in the world. Duran knew that he wasn't in the greatest shape in the world, and Duran wasn't going to get knocked out. His pride wasn't going to let it happen, and Ray was trying to knock him out, so he said, hey, you know what, I'm out of here. That's bottom line. Of course, that's how the No Mas fight took place. Of course, let's talk about back to Ray Charles Leonard. After that, Ray Charles Leonard, of course, steps up to 154, doesn't have too many problems, beats Ayub Kalouli for a belt, and then he sort of has to retire because of a detached retina. Then he's gone for a while. But when he comes back, of course, he has his eyes set on who? Marvin Hagler. Has one fight in between with the guy that it was in Massachusetts. I can't remember what the guy's name was. He was a left-hander, but it wasn't much of a fight because Ray Leonard, of course, wasn't Ray. And Ray decided, you know what, I don't have the vigor in me. I don't want it anymore. So he put off the comeback. Of course, he did come back in 1987, the April 1987 fight with Marvin Hagler. Straight up, let's go to a clip from Sugar Ray Leonard back in the day.
Well, there you saw it again, the finish. Thomas Hearns with his knockout victory over Juan Roldan. Now look at this, folks. This, I think, is the first time since that big night in Las Vegas you have seen Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvelous Marvin Hagler together. Have you guys seen each other since the fight?
No, I haven't.
Well, if one said it, the other had to say the same thing, I'm sure. Now, I know that Marvelous Marvin thinks he won that fight, Ray. He wants a rematch. There's been speculation about you and Roldan. If Roldan won the fight, he didn't. Are you interested in a fight at all? And would Thomas Hearns be in your plans if you are?
Well, you know, Tim, and Marvin knows fully well, because we both stated that one fight only. I think that was our main plan, to go through with this lucrative fight that we had in April, and the rest would be history. I fulfilled my dream, and I have nothing else to prove.
You're not planning, nor could you be drawn back into the ring?
No, I, you know, again, it wasn't for the title or for history. It was just a matter of, beating this great man here. And that is done, and I'm quite satisfied.
All right, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, you have not officially retired from anything. On the other hand, you haven't indicated what you want to do next. Can you tell us now?
I'm going to sit back and evaluate the situation, give myself a little time. The only reason that I want to come out would be for Ray, and for him with my belt. Other than that, it'd be only a personal matter. But that would be the only alternative for me to come out of retirement.
So even if what you suggested you would like to see happen, the title united by the three new champions, that winner would not bring you out.
Well, you know what happened. Everybody know what happened. The world know what happened. Politics played a big part in this. They were stripping me from my belt. They couldn't want me to take it from me the right way. They did it the only way they knew how. Now there's three champions. There's a middleweight muddle out there.
All right, so it would take forever for you to get an opportunity at any kind of one champion after they attempt to unify. From Ray's point of view, you're indicating that you were the undisputed champion after you beat Marvin Hagler. Your journey is over.
I beat this man fair and square. Marvin knows, if he reviewed the tapes, I beat you fair and square, Marvin. It was not politics. I think it was bad sportsmanship on your part to say that. I beat you. You didn't think I could go the distance, right? You didn't think I could go to this? You thought you was going to knock me out? Everyone out here said one round, two rounds. All the sports writers, they said that. It wasn't true. Now they can't explain the unexplainable.
Well, it was a split decision. Let's not deny that.
This man still had my belt, and we could go at it one more time.
Well, he doesn't have your belt.
50 now. This time I'll make more money.
Uh-huh. Now, there's the first clue. This time.
I'm starting to get mad.
This time you want to make more money.
What's so exciting about it? It was very nice, though, being involved with one of the biggest fights in the world. That was very nice. And to that point, that I felt that I've achieved the biggest thrill in my life.
You opened the door again.
What we're going to do, you go ahead and knock Tommy out. I'll go ahead and take care of Frank Tate. Then we probably get together.
No, let's wait them all fight. You get in there and get my belt back, and then we go at it again.
Let's get a tune-up, man. I mean, really.
I don't need no tune-up.
I need a tune-up.
I'm ready.
Marvin Hagler, of course, and Sugar Ray Leonard after the 1987 fight. Of course, these guys, you know, Marvin tried to make like he was a nice guy around. He hated Ray Leonard. He just despised Ray. He despised him. Marvin didn't like a lot of people. Marvin had a tight circle about him. Of course, the Petronellis, of course, his lifelong trainers and his manager, Goody and Pat Petronelli, of course, out of Brookton, Massachusetts. Good guys, no doubt about that. But a couple of fights, I thought, like in the Ray Leonard fight, I thought they were out of their element. I didn't think they knew what they were doing. I mean, instead of telling Marvin, you know what, you continued to step on the gas and kick this guy's ass. He kept saying, Marv, keep doing what you're doing, Marv, keep doing what you're doing, Marv, in that Massachusetts accent. I couldn't get it. I mean, Marv was losing. He was losing on points. Of course, giving up four of the first seven rounds in that fight, no doubt about that. Think about this. He gave up four of the first seven rounds. He was boxing orthodox. Here's a guy that's been knocking people out as a southpaw fighter, but he wanted to outbox Ray Leonard. He wanted to outbox Sugar Ray, okay? So he came out as an orthodox fighter with his left-hand jab, with his left-hand jab as his lead, and the bottom line is he lost four rounds. He lost the first four rounds. So if you lose the first four rounds of a 12-round fight, wait, all Ray had to do was win or steal three rounds. That's the way I put it with Marvin. Because every time I encounter Marvin on this one, Marvin would say to me, man, do you really think, Ray beat me? I said, listen, you let Ray beat you. And I would have to say, I put it in this perspective because of the fact I didn't want him getting mad and gangster slapping me. I'm not trying to say he would, but there were a couple guys he didn't mess with, and Marvin Hagler was one of them. He was one of them. So I told him like this, look, you gave away the first four rounds, and then you allowed Ray to steal three rounds on the stretch. Therefore, he won the fight 115-113 on my scorecard at 7-5 in rounds. How can you say that? Well, think about this. I look at the scorecards, of course. When Ray fought Marvin Hagler, the scores were 115-113. That was for Hagler, and that was Lou Filippo. Lou Filippo was a former professional fighter. He was based in Los Angeles, a referee and a judge. Of course, we went around the world. I spent time with him in Spain. I spent time with him in Poland. I spent time with him in China. I spent time with him, I think, in Japan. But the bottom line is Lou Filippo was a class act. He was an old fighter, a referee, a tough guy, a street guy. But, you know, old good, no old school, no doubt about that. But he voted for Hagler. He thought Hagler won that fight 7-5. That's how close the fight was. It was one round away from a draw. So it couldn't have been a robbery one way or the other. That's how close the fight was. Except for this one judge, this Mexican judge, Jojo Guerra, Jose Juan Guerra. He should be arrested for impersonating a judge. But then again, it's a WBC fight. He was a Mexican judge. Jose Juan Guerra scored the fight 118-110, or 10 rounds of two for Ray Leonard. Come on, what fight was he watching? 10 rounds of two? You got to be kidding me. Anyway, that was a bit of a travesty. And, of course, Dave Moretti, sometimes my buddy, sometimes he's on spot. Listen, judges aren't perfect, but Dave Moretti's been maybe right a little bit more than he's been wrong. 115-113, of course, that was for the WBC Super Middleweight Championship going down. That was April the 6th, 1987, of course, at Caesars Palace. One of the last outdoor fights in the great Caesars Palace, no doubt about that. Of course, those were the fights back on the tennis courts where they put out an outdoor arena, maybe packed 15, 20,000 people out there. Those days are done. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, Ray Leonard talks training camp, 1989, Tommy Hearns.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ray, 19 years boxing now, Olympic gold medalist, 5 world titles. What more is there for you to attain?
Well, Pedro, for me, I just like to do what I want to do. You know, for me, boxing has been such an integral part of my life, opening doors, creating better avenues for me and other people. And as long as I still can do it, you know, I say, why not? I don't complain about getting up in the mornings to do world work. You've ran with me a number of times. And I enjoy the competition. This is a part of my life, and for as long as I can do it.
You're 33 years old, but because of your layoff and you are for a couple of years, how old is Ray Leonard's body physically?
Well, you know, I never put an age on my body because I think once I do that, I limited myself to the duration of time I have left in the ring. I put no relevance to how old I am. I think it's just a matter of how I feel. I think it's a matter of what I exhibit in the ring. And outside the ring, that pretty much equates my age.
The hunger is still there?
The hunger is always there. People fail to realize that I love to win. I love the challenge. I thrive on winning. I thrive on victory. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be in here working out as hard as I do. I wouldn't be taking my body through rigorous workouts, training, road work, dealing with the media, the scrutiny of exploitation. I wouldn't deal with that.
If Little Ray or Bobo, you've got two boys now, Ray, Little Ray is not little anymore. He wears your clothes or you wear his?
Well, I wear his. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't wear his clothes anymore. I think he's a large. I'm still a medium.
Okay, what if Little Ray or Bobo wanted a box? Would you approve of that?
You know, that's a very interesting question. If he really wanted to, but I also would make him realize the comparison would be too much. You're talking about peer pressure for young people. That's an enormous amount of pressure because of comparison to his old man. I wouldn't want to see that happen. And thank God, Little Ray has his own mind. He's more musically inclined. He loves athletics. He more so wants to play basketball and football.
What about Bobo? He's quite a character.
If anything, Bobo, Jarrell, I don't know. He's very precocious. I think he has the ambition and the talent to be a politician.
Ray, if either of them had a repair retina, had a damaged retina, had it repaired, how would you feel about letting them box again?
You know, Pedro, that is too hypothetical to even say because, you know, being a parent, naturally you fear the risk factor. But I think in order for my son to be happy, he has to do what he wants to do. If it's productive, you know, people say, well, Ray, it's inexplicable that you returned to the ring. You suffered an injury, a very serious injury. But I think we must appreciate medical technology, the advancement, arthroscopic surgery. You have a lot of people, a lot of athletes that suffer the same injury, football, baseball, soccer, every type of physical contact sport. But because of who I am, because of the individualism of my particular sport, I am pretty much singled out.
You told me before that you're an amateur ophthalmologist.
I think I am because from personal experience, personal evaluation, I think being a spokesman, I think I've been able to understand the anatomy of retinal surgery.
In your own words, you've created your own destiny. You've through free agency. How did that start?
Well, I've watched great fighters in the past without naming them, and I've always said, you know, what happens afterwards? Because I've always hated the term boy, although a lot of people don't mean it the way they say it, but it, I think it's the tone of voice that you use, or my fighter. And, you know, and my fighter is boxing terminology of saying, you know, I represent this young man. But sometimes I have problems saying, that's my fighter. You know, that's who I represent. And I never wanted to want to say, that's my fighter, because I'm no one fighter but my own.
Is Andrew Maynard your fighter?
Andrew Maynard is my client. He is my protege. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to stumble and say, my fighter. But I think it's what's from the heart that people are able to perceive what you really mean.
Okay, Maynard's an Olympic gold medalist. You've got another kid down here, a Canadian named Dan Sherry. He's looking pretty promising.
Well, Dan Sherry, you know, he's a young man that I also have high hopes. And there are people that say, well, these guys are just ordinary fighters. Well, with the exception of Andrew because of his Olympic exposure. But one thing about it, if anything, I prefer to have a young man that is self-motivated, that has self-discipline, that's productive, that's clean-cut, as opposed to having a guy that's world-beater. Because the guys that I have are very decent young men.
You've easily almost made $100 million in the ring. Where will it stop? You're taking it one fight at a time, am I right?
One fight at a time. You hit it right on the head. One fight at a time. People say, well, Ray don't know when he quit. His ego and his arrogance and this and that makes him continue. That's right. That's what makes me who I am. Because if you didn't have confidence in yourself, you can't make it in this world. Let it be business or athletics. You got to have some type of confidence.
Okay, let's talk about the rematch with the Hitman from Detroit, Thomas Hearns. We're about a week away now. How do you feel about this fight? This is the first time that you've fought in the guy again that you've already beaten.
I feel great. You know, I've been working on a variation of styles with variation of opponents and challengers. I hate calling them sparring partners sometimes, but the young men that I work with are fast, and I feel this way, that they are so tenacious in so many rounds that if I can contend with them, I can contend with anybody. I'm looking forward to a big fight with Tommy Hearns. I am prepared for whatever he should do. I've worked on balance. I've worked on peripheral vision. I've worked on counterpunching. I've worked on strong punches, body shots. You know, the other day, all body shots. One day, I worked on defense, offense. I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, I watched it the other day. In case, when Hearns gets hurt, he has a habit of grabbing. I mean, like Hulk Hogan, headlocks, hammer locks, the works. I watched you physically push your sparring partners off. I mean, physically, you were rough.
Well, that would be the case, too, because I've watched him with James Kitchen, and the way he grabbed Kitchen, if anything, you know, Tommy Hearns held on for dear life. It was ugly, but it was survival. But I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, Tommy says that your shot, he says that you say that he's shot, he says that your shot. Is the biggest fight in the history of boxing a battle between two shot warriors?
I don't necessarily feel that I'm shot, and I don't particularly agree that Tommy's shot. I think Thomas has some problems in the past and in his previous performances, but total shot, no. He still wins. He's perseverance.
So how does Ray Leonard see the fight? June 12th, the bell's about to ring, Ray.
It depends on how Tommy approaches the fight. You know, speculations that he's going to try to outbox me, he can't do that. I don't care how much he rides a bicycle. As far as trying to knock me out with one punch, I've been hit by a light heavyweight, you know, so the punch is not a factor. If anything, if you had asked me this question 3.5 months ago and I wasn't training, then I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Tommy Hearns.
You told me that to tell Tommy, I quoted you in Flash magazine, is knocking me out is not a reality.
It's not a reality. You know, Tommy Hearns, he's living this world that he's still the Hitman. He should get away from that nickname. That nickname doesn't fit anymore.
The last couple of fights, he's resembled the Hurt Man.
Well, he's been more so on the receiving end of the pitcher now. So if anything, I'm going there to win. I don't care what happens, I'm going there to win.
Okay, Ray, let's talk about you. Who's your arch enemy, Roberto Duran? He's still around.
He's not my arch enemy. You know, he's not.
Ray, you haven't talked to Duran lately.
To be honest with you, I hate this. I can't say it on television. No, I don't mean. We have verbal confrontations and we say things about each other. I think that's the nature of the sport. But there is no direct animosity towards Duran. I respect Duran from what he's achieved in boxing because naturally he's contributed to the sport of boxing and he's brought more attention. If anything, if we should meet, the best man is going to win.
Did he cheat you out of your just desserts when he quit on you in the eighth round?
I don't think he cheated me out of anything. I don't know why people feel that way. If anything, he cheated himself out of being claimed the greatest.
Okay. Duran, Leonard, Nunn, I mean, there's a chance you're going to fight all these guys. First of all, let's talk about Michael Nunn. We had that confrontation that Pedro instigated in Las Vegas when we were out there on the floor, and I said you came off tonight. You were perceived on HBO as being fearful of Michael Nunn. Let's get the record straight. Are you scared of Michael Nunn?
When you asked me, Pedro, I was on the dance floor at Botany's. I was dancing. I didn't think about Michael Nunn. But if anything, I think Michael Nunn is really a great fighter and a great champ. He represents the championship very well. He's not a great fighter yet. That's too premature. Because just tell you how people feel. All of a sudden now, Michael Nunn was a guy that couldn't pack a punch, a guy that was a boring fighter. All of a sudden now, he knocks out Colin Bay. He the greatest thing since mom's apple pie. I mean, they should really stick to what they're saying. Before I became great, or if they considered me great, I had to beat Hearns, Duran, Hagler. I don't believe in greatness. There was only a few great fighters. That was Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Lewis, and Rocky Marciano.
Okay. Any closing comments?
I can't wait to June 12th.
Good enough, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay. Sugar Ray Leonard.
Running with Ray Charles Leonard is no fun. I mean, it is at first because you think you're kicking his ass. You're saying to yourself, you know what, man? I'm hanging with this dude. I can outrun him, right? And then he turns it on and he hits a switch. When he hit that switch, that last half mile of a three-mile run, he disappeared over a hill. Like, he disappeared over a hill. The truck that was following us, the truck just left me. I mean, I could have got run. I would have been roadkill if something came behind us, but I kid you not. It was like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning down in West Palm Beach, Florida. We got our own little running course down there, and this car is driving us around, of course, escorting us. There were alligators, all kinds of crazy stuff out there. But the bottom line is, Ray, of course, had the fight with Tommy Hearns that would go down June the 12th, 1989. It ended up as a 12-round draw, but Ray would later admit that Tommy beat him, hands down. There was no doubt about it. Ray got knocked down a couple of times. He was thoroughly beaten. To put it bluntly, Tommy Hearns is too big for Ray Leonard. Tommy Hearns was too big for Roberto Duran. Tommy Hearns was too big for Pepino Cuevas. Sometimes size is just too overwhelming. And Ray Leonard, of course, had to fight Tommy Hearns the first time. He was behind on points when he stopped Tommy in the 14th round, of course, September of 1981, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada. The referee was none other than the great Davy Pearl. And, of course, Davy Pearl stopped that fight with Tommy Hearns against ropes. And that was before... after that was preceding the round before that was when Angelo Dundee said to Ray Leonard, guess what, son? You're blowing it. You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it. Bottom line is he had to go out there and stop Tommy Hearns. He did it. Stopped him in the 14th round. Was behind on all three scorecards. Bottom line is Ray Leonard was in deep spit and he was about to lose. But he came back and he was able to... Ray was one of those guys, he found a way to win. I mean, he found a way to win against Marvin Hagler. He found a way to win most of the time. Against Tommy Hearns, he didn't win. Against Terry Norris, he didn't win. Of course, against Terry Norris, that was sad. It just was. I mean, the Camacho fight was even sadder. I think that was his last fight. But I televised that. I was back in Atlantic City. Of course, we were doing it with Dave Bontemple and a couple other guys. But the fact that Ray Leonard went into that fight with Camacho with a torn Achilles tendon and had to fight on that hurt lead leg. Bottom line is he couldn't, but the show had to go on. He couldn't cancel it a couple of days before, or he felt he couldn't. I think he should have, but the bottom line is, would it have been any different because of the fact that Ray was at an accelerated age at that point in time, and Camacho was still the Harlem Heckler, no doubt about that. Hey, bottom line is I gave him that name, the Harlem Heckler, and he liked it. I mean, you got to give – Hector was a wonderful guy. There's no doubt about it. He just was. But when I named him the Harlem Heckler, I was scared, you know, because when I give these guys nicknames, like when I called Juan Lascano the Hispanic causing panic, he got offended. He left me a message on the machine. He was offended. So I thought by calling Hector maybe the Harlem Heckler, he would be offended. No, he loved it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all straight, so we know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my car was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the fans. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me.
1011.
Wow, Chicanito Hernandez passed away. Gennaro Hernandez passed away June 7, 2011 from cancer. Of course, he was a great man, no doubt about that, and he was a great soul. But you know what? I want to get serious just for a minute and talk health. Yesterday, take that back, the day before yesterday, I drove 160 miles to go 80 miles. What does that mean? Visiting the ill in convalescent hospitals is an emotional drain. Having driven some 40 miles to see a friend who had three strokes, I simply didn't have the stomach to go in. After a few minutes, I went back to San Francisco. Look, this ain't easy to watch. And while none of us know how much quality time we have left, this person has none. They haven't eaten for 11 months. They can't talk. They can't get out of bed or do any essential things. Folks, the only way this person's leaving this place is under a sheet. Okay? But then the guilt complex sets in. After 5 hours of feeling guilty, I drove back to Mountain View, California, and this time I went in. Walking the halls of a convalescent hospital, you don't look in any of the rooms or lock eyes with anybody in this medical war zone, as people on occasion will ask you for help. What do you say? Bottom line is here, I'm talking high blood pressure medicine. My pal was a little bit overweight for most of the 60 years on planet Earth and was prescribed high blood pressure pills. A checkup 5 months before the three strokes showed slightly elevated blood pressure, but, quote, nothing to worry about. Remember that. Quote, nothing to worry about. Numbers are everything. Health-wise, numbers are everything, be it the PSA numbers for men and prostate cancer or these blood pressure numbers. And you only get so many heartbeats, which is another illustration of how numbers are truly telling. The most important person is you. So I asked the $64,000 question, Ring Talk family members, when's the last time you had a good look under the hood? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I got to go straight once in a while with you guys because the bottom line is, you know, I tried to convince Scott Cuddy for years. I was almost in tears begging him to go see a doctor, begging him to get his act together. And, of course, what happened? He had a diabetic stroke in the other room and he almost died. A year and a half later, he was dead. But the bottom line is, you know, sometimes you could prevent things from happening. Health-wise, especially like, you know, watching your weight and eating the right things. Like I said, it isn't all that difficult. I mean, if you've been blessed with horrible genes, you've got some problems. But the bottom line is, if you haven't, guess what? There's a decent chance you could live a long time and live a nice and healthy life. Of course, good food. What do I eat? Rice and beans. People laugh at me, but I eat rice and beans like 4 or 5 times a week. Why? It's got all the needed amino acids known to man that are needed as far as men are concerned. Health is concerned. And the bottom line is, it's cheap. And right now, I have to worry about cheap when it comes to food. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. He comes in from Marin County. Of course, I know it's tough. He has a driver. It couldn't be that tough. He's got his own chauffeur. But the bottom line is, he comes in here every Sunday for me. I love him, no doubt about that. Without him, we wouldn't have the Sunday show. So straight up, thanks to Bailey. And thanks to you for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, February 9th, 2025. This is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thanks to everybody on Twitch. You, baby, just